Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me today is my good friend, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified physician and chief of staff, CHI Memorial. And good morning to you, Dr. Green.
Oh, good morning, Ed. Let me say it's so good to be here this Sunday morning, and I'm happy to be talking to you from the beach. So today, I'm not going to do as much introduction on myself. I'm sure our listeners may be getting tired of hearing my background, but yes, I am a board-certified family practice doctor. I've been with CHI now for over 20 years. Very happy to be working with them. Very proud of what they and I are doing with CHI Memorial Georgia and the growth in Northwest Georgia. I'm happy to come from the beach, so I'm sitting here on the beach wondering when the tide's going to hit my chair, and I know that makes you a little bit jealous, but, you know, I hate that. We've all got to get away sometimes, and I'll put a little plug for a tiny island south of Charleston called Kiawa, and I'm at a wonderful hotel called The Sanctuary, and it's one of the nicest hotels on the planet, so anyone who's listening, send yourself there at least one night. Wonderful place. Ed, tell us something about yourself.
Well, I have to say myself, I'm a little jealous at this moment, but I am thrilled for you because I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and I've been blessed to have found my journey in life, which is dealing with nutrition, health, education of others in regard to keeping ourselves healthy and many times helping to rehabilitate from illness. Now, you and I share a lot of similarities, and in some ways, you know, you come from a medical model, which is, you know, very standard, but you have a great open mind. So we both are learning from each other, and Nutrition World is encompassing what we call a wellness complex. I think the future of health and healthcare for chronic disease will be evolving into the kind of ideas that you and I both talk about, which is there's not a one fix for most sickness, illness, fatigues, depressions, and all of that. It's a kind of it's kind of like you're growing vegetables on soil. You don't just water it and walk away. You look at so many components of that soil in order to produce the kind of quality foods that would be necessary to sustain life. And I just thought, coming over here this morning, I wanted to ask you something. I know there seems to be, at least in the media, a real epidemic of suicides from famous people. I mean, we don't hear about the people who are not famous. And I know that now suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in this country. And I just want to tap into it on a few minutes conversation here. And, you know, I was thinking, I talk to a lot of people, as you do, and many people kind of really know what depression or the word means, but there's a ton who actually don't. I think when I ask people, they come in and say, I'm so fatigued, I have no energy, you know, what vitamin can make me feel better? And I don't ever say, oh, I think this will make you feel better. I go through a list, and you tell me what you think of this. I say, well, to me, there's four or five or six big things that can cause fatigue. One of anemia, blood sugar issues, thyroid issues, and then I hit depression. I said depression will drain you of physical and emotional energy. And many people, oh, no, I'm not depressed, but the longer you speak to them, the more it's apparent that there could be some underlying depression. How do you kind of help a person understand that they might be depressed, or how do you explain it if you're with a patient?
Wow. I'm actually going to back up to something I heard you say when you were talking about Nutritional World and your model, and I was getting an idea. You know, we currently in primary care use a medical home type model, which is really integration where the patient is at the center and, you know, everyone else, all, you know, the doctors, the nurses, nurse practitioners, everyone else, ancillary services are focusing on them, not the other way around. Have a friend of mine that started a business a few years ago, and one of his catchphrases is, the patient will see you now instead of the doctor will see you now. And I remember thinking that's actually brilliant, the way he looks at that, the whole perspective changed. So I wanted to just say that for Nutrition World, you are ahead of your time in starting to integrate all of these services into one building, and traditional medicine is starting to catch up. The next thing, you mentioned all the suicides in the celebrities, and yeah, I see that on TV as well, and it saddens me. You know, from my standpoint, I'm going to look at that spiritually, and you know, frankly, we all go through stress, anxiety, depression. As far as I can tell, that's common to just being human. This morning, that's not in what we're going to talk about. Well, I guess it's related to when we get to our spiritual moment. But it was the person I was reading from, a fellow named Pete Briscoe, was talking about David, and when he was feeling like the entire world was ending for him. But he was concentrating, you know, even though everything he knew was falling apart, he just concentrated on who God is and everything he had in him, and that was where he found his strength. The problem is, I think so many people don't have an anchor. I know you do, I do. It doesn't make life easy, but it helps anchor you through the hard times, which do come. So that was one of my thoughts as you were talking about the depression and the suicides. You talked about the fatigue. I agree with your workup. It's an extensive workup when you're working up depression or fatigue, and it is a complex medical and social history trying to get to the bottom of, you know, where the feelings came from. And frankly, that is not going to happen in one visit. That takes a long time. For a primary care provider, most times we've known people for anywhere from a few years up to 25 in my case. And if you've known somebody that long, oftentimes I already know what's going on because they're friends of mine. So that makes it a little bit easier, and I guess that's cheating, but that is being a better provider. But in addition to looking into everything from a historical standpoint, I agree with you, the laboratory evaluation, you mentioned thyroid, B12. A lot of times we're doing hormonal checks for both men and women. It's an extensive, you know, lab evaluation, and sometimes that requires medication, sometimes it doesn't. You've opened my eyes to so many other options, and now I can offer so many new things to our patients, and I appreciate you for that. But I think I hit on all the main points. I'm not taking notes. I don't have a pad on me. But did that help answer that question?
Yeah, I think that was very, very helpful to the listeners, because I think you would agree with this. And you made a good point of this. There's not like you walk in and get a single blood test and say, oh, you're depressed. It isn't that, because it's not always apparent. And I think a lot of people, though, still have that idea that a super depressed person is going to be in the corner of their house in a dark room and they're not functioning. And there's so many levels of depression that can suck our life away. And you always mention the word anchor in life, and I think it's it's vital. It's not even an option if you want to journey through this one life we're given with the best results. I do want to make the big point that research is now super confirming the fact that 60% of our brain chemistry is not made in the brain. It's made in the gut lining. And it will be evolving more and more into addressing the gut to treat depression. And my prediction is, and of course, you know, when you're on the radio and you say things, it's permanently imprinted. In 5 to 10 years, the pharmaceutical company will be supplying information and drugs that will be treating depression through the gut lining, instead of giving you drugs that's force-feeding serotonin into the brain. It's more about fixing the machine to me rather than treating it just to help things feel better. I'm much more about digging deeper and looking at the underlying cause. That's kind of the word functional nutrition, functional medicine. That's where that defines itself. And, you know, in my world, we look at gut lining. We look at how do we produce or implant better microbiome, the bacterias, the good guys. These are the guys that produce the massive amounts of brain chemicals. And we all know, is common sense, when we get a stomach bug or food poisoning, we have, most of the time, we have a huge fluctuation of our brain, our sense of well-being, our anxiety levels. They go way up or way down, and we can get panicked. And it's not always because we're sick. It's because you've altered the machine that makes and stabilizes brain chemistry. And so, you know, taking this step back and looking at the bigger picture and kind of going upstream is why we're here and we're talking about this. But there's so many good options, natural options to help balance brain chemicals. And we're going to do a show on this, a whole show one time soon. But I wanted to mention that about depression simply because there are good natural options. There's good pharmaceutical options. There's good counseling options. But you have to be aware that it's not an easy fix always, and you need to really put it high on a priority list and be aware of the risk and side effects of doing nothing and the risk and side effects of doing too much of the wrong thing. So I guess that's my little spiel.
Let's also throw in that a lot of people think that you have to walk around crying or having a panic attack to have depression or anxiety, and that's just not true as well. We use a lot of different criteria to diagnose depression. I won't get into that now. We'd be talking for an hour about that. But, you know, sleep disturbances, changes in interests and activities you love, feelings of guilt, changes in sleep. I mean, the list goes on and on. So a lot of times people walk in and they're talking about their fatigue and sleep changes. You know, they used to love to go out fishing or shopping or something. You know, I just don't want to do that anymore. I'm losing interest. And they don't mention depression or anxiety, but that is what's underlying, is all that stress has been building up for all that period of time. So people need to watch out for that as well.
Well, that was the perfect explanation. I think that maybe, I know there'll be people who'll be saying, well, I never thought I was depressed, but now that he's explained it that way, you know, I need to think about that. Well, you know, it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, I have a very exciting segment with a guest on cryogenics, the reducing or walking into a room that's minus 160 degrees for actually legitimate research purposes. I've done it. It's incredible. So we've got...
Send one to the pool, please.
Yes. We've got all that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, so stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my good partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and I have what I consider a very exciting and also personal interview with a couple gentlemen this morning. I'm here with Bill and Calvin, and Bill is with North Spring Center for Rejuvenation here in Chattanooga. And that doesn't mean the name probably doesn't describe what you're going to listen about. But there's a thing called cryogenics. And I, in a real quick bullet point, it means taking or exposing your body to very low temperatures for a very short period of time. And many listeners might be saying, why in the world would you want to do that? You know, winter's painful enough. Well, I can tell you, there's a guy named Wim Hof, who's from a Polish fella, who has a lot of personal experience and has written a lot and takes people on different journeys of cold water submersion. And there's a growing body of evidence that when we allow the body or subject the body to these levels of temperatures, some good things come out of that. And what's going on is, and I'm not going to go through the list, I'm going to let Bill do that about the kind of the research. But my personal story on this is, I'm a guinea pig, and if anyone's listened or have known me for very long, I look at a lot of life like a buffet, and I taste before I judge. Now, not everybody's comfortable with that. A lot of people have to superanalyze, and then they nibble, and they, if they even feel like nibbling, I just take in everything, then I dispose of what doesn't work. Well, when I read the Wim Hof book about his tremendous stories and studies and experiences with others about health and fitness and losing body fat, I went down and did this cryogenics. And so I go into the room, and I'm by myself in there, and it's minus 160 degrees. Certainly can't say it was pleasurable, but it was only 3 minutes long. I actually only lasted 2.5 the first time. But the results for me and was incredible, even on the short periods of time I was doing it. My sleep improved. I had the best night's sleeps after doing it than I probably have in a decade. Aches and pains went away. And then I started really researching it because I knew this was something I wanted to learn more about. So before I'm not going to tell the whole story, but welcome Bill and Calvin. But Bill, tell us about yourself and how you're involved with this North Spring and the cryogenics.
Well, first, I'm a dentist by education, was an athlete at the University of Tennessee. And one of my friends called me one day and said, "Hey, what do you know about cryotherapy?" And I said, "Absolutely nothing." He said, "Well, you need to get into this." And so I went to Germany and visited with the company Mecatech that we get our equipment from, and started I started trying to find out what was going on and studied some of the things that Wim Hof was doing in Poland and looked at some of the benefits. And when you look at what we're doing is we subject you to extreme cold for 3 minutes, but what happens is significant because our bodies in today's world have become pretty used to 70 degrees in your car, 70 degrees in your home. We don't stimulate our fight or flight response, and we're seeing a lot of physiologic things that just don't make sense. So when we put you in extreme cold, the first thing your body does is it tells you we're freezing you to death, and we stimulate that fight or flight response, which stimulates your parasympathetic nervous system, and all of a sudden a lot of really neat things start happening to your body. And some of that is vasoconstriction of the peripheral vessels. It causes the blood to be shunted to your organs. And so when you come out, you go back to vasodilation, and rich oxygenated blood goes back to your muscles and your skin. But there's a lot of other significant effects. Like Ed said, your sleep patterns improve. Your REM sleep is much better. Because we stimulate your parasympathetics, your moods are better because dopamine and serotonin levels are increased. And what Wim Hof has found, it has a significant effect on a broad array of diseases. And in Europe, we're seeing where it has a significant effect on rheumatoid arthritis. It has effect on other autoimmune diseases. We have some clients that have diseases such as psoriasis and Crohn's, and we're seeing some impact on that. Are we healing it? No. But are we making it more tolerable? Much more so. We're not seeing the episodes that people see, the flare-ups with Crohn's. We're not seeing the flare-ups with psoriasis. And people with mood disorders, we're seeing that's to be stabilized better. You don't get the low lows. Some of our clients do it once or twice a week. Some people do it twice a day. It varies. Also in performance, it has significant benefits for performance in athletes. We've seen athletes improve in an Ironman as much as 53 minutes from one Ironman to the next and not have the pain and not get tired. We're currently working with a soccer team. The soccer athletes tell me that they see significant improvement in their performance and, again, their endurance. There's some studies that show with endurance athletes it helps their performance. And most athletes will tell you if they do it on a regular basis, their workouts improve. So that's just a summary of some of the things. And when you start talking about it, people say, well, you're overselling it, you're over-exaggerating. But because of the way it works physiologically, it has a broad array of factors that help you in overall quality of life and quality of performance.
Wow, that's a wonderful explanation. What do you think about that, Dr. Green?
Well, it sounds interesting. I mean, it makes sense. Everything that he's saying about the cryotherapy and the effect on the body and the vasodilation when you come back out and the potential improvements that you may get. I mean, I've never experienced it myself. The closest I came was somewhere in Gatlinburg where you got to immerse your arm in freezing water. I think that was the Titanic exhibit. And other than that, camping on a regular basis in the snow. So I cannot say. that camping in sub-freezing weather was exhilarating. It was numbing is what I remember. But, yeah, I'm game. Kind of like you, Ed, I would try it. I mean, it's not going to hurt me. So it's one of those things I would gladly go and experience and see what it did for me.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Why don't you and I both go down there in the next month, and we'll go in together, and we'll take a photo and see just what we both look like and see what we experience, and we can talk about it maybe in another show. How about that? I dare you.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'm game. It's a deal, and that's going to make a good picture for sure.
Yeah, it will. Okay, well, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, and we are here with talking about cryotherapy, the health benefits of allowing your body to go down to a very low temperature. I know I think I maybe have mentioned the temperature, Bill, but how long does a person stay under and how cold is it?
What we do is our system is two chambers. The first chamber you go into is negative 70 degrees, and you go in there for approximately 15 seconds. And really, this just serves as a way to seal the cold in the cold chamber and not get leakage of temperature and to help the humidity. Then you go into the next chamber, which is negative 167 degrees, and you stay for anywhere from 2 minutes and 45 seconds to 3 minutes. And what we usually do is the first time we kind of gear how long you want to stay or how long you want to tolerate it. But once you start doing it on a regular basis, we keep you in the therapeutic chamber for 3 minutes and 15 seconds. And what our goal is to drop your skin temperature somewhere between 30 and 40 degrees per session. And this seems to be the effect that stimulates the system the best. And the other benefit that's kind of a side benefit is because the chamber's a total room and not just a cryosauna, the oxygen level is greater in the room because of the density of the air, and there's more oxygen in a liter of air that's negative 167 degrees than a liter of air that's 72 degrees because there's a 240 degree temperature gradient. So that's one of the other benefits that we see. And usually we call it comfortably cold because it's cold, but really it's not uncomfortable. It's not like an ice bath, which hurts. This gets a little uncomfortable in the last 30 seconds, usually on your lower legs and on the back of your neck. But the other advantage of this is the room is that temperature and the air is circulating, so it's a constant temperature from the top of your head to your ankles. Well, you wear socks, mittens, and a headband, and we put a surgical mask on just so you're not breathing in such cold air. But that's what we do. And the key is the more exposed skin, the better the therapeutic effects. We want to get as much skin exposed to the cold to get as much vasoconstriction as possible, and then vasodilation when you come back out. We also do some local spot treatment where we put cold on a specific injury, for example, to reduce the inflammation. We've had really good results with folks who have sports injuries, whether it be a high ankle sprain or an orthopedist sends them to us, or a deep thigh bruise, or even pre- and post-surgical, like for ACLs and other surgeries like that, or for rotator cuff. And what you get is you get a little bit of an analgesic effect. And if we work with the physical therapy groups, what you get is an extended range of motion during the physical therapy, so their treatments are more effective, both with analgesic and from the anti-inflammatory effects we get from the extreme cold.
Wow. And I do know from talking to enough people, because I happen to, you know, my whole career is speaking to people about their health, and many feel very comfortable telling me everything, sometimes too much, but this is not a fad. This will not go away. First off, the research is mounting. Secondarily, results are very apparent for the people who are consistently pursuing this. It is so quick, it's easy. If it's, you know, in a place where you can get to relatively easy in whatever town you're in, and Chattanooga, we're fortunate to have this option because it wasn't long ago, you know, and we still are somewhat a country town, but we are so fastly evolving into these exciting new ways of helping ourselves to be healthy. The book, Whatever Doesn't Kill Us, which I have on Kindle, I've read it twice, really documents nicely the work of Wim Hof and how he has taken people who have probably, you know, not they're not superior athletes. They're not genetically gifted. And he is taking these people on a short basis and somehow through this deep water immersion is producing a physiology that is almost making them super athletes. They're able to climb mountains far better than the people who had trained for a decade to do this. And it's because, and again, Bill mentioned this, there's it's kind of a confusing words, but the balancing of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system is one of the master control mechanisms of our body. It's what sends the messages to activate certain processes, and it also sends the message to quiet those processes. And we are living in a world that is very unbalanced with the foods, the lack of sleep, the nutritional deficiencies, and all of that on a bottom line basis affects this parasympathetic sympathetic nervous system. It's like having a virus on your computer, and but not one that's making it stop, but making it slow down and making it not efficient. When we submerge ourselves in this temperature for 2.5 to 3 minutes, it kind of recalibrates, and I'm making, you know, using that word on my own, and I think probably Bill would agree, it recalibrates this computer system that is so far out of tune. And, you know, I am really jealous of the gentleman we're going to talk to here on the next segment, Calvin. I mentioned to him this cryotherapy, I don't know, maybe 9 months to a year ago that I had done it. He's now got over 80 himself. He is able to go downtown, and I don't have the free time to go do it like I would like. But we're going to talk to him on the next segment and hear his personal story of, you know, what has it done for him, and then give you the information of how to contact and pursue this for your own. Because I highly encourage anyone who wants to supercharge their body as far as athletes, but the bigger part to me is people who are struggling with chronic poor health and are open-minded and willing. And so I'm just very thrilled that Chattanooga is growing on the level of this. So it's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Calvin and a little bit more to Bill on the cryotherapy, submerging ourselves to minus 107 degrees. We've got that plus a lot more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. And I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Green, and we are having our second part of discussion on cryotherapy, the exposure of the body to very low temperatures. And Chattanooga's very fortunate to have a place called North Spring Center for Rejuvenation that has a full body cryotherapy chamber. And that is where you go in for 2.5 to 3 minutes, and you are exposing yourself to about minus 165 degree temperature. And like I spoke earlier, unbelievable results for many people, including myself. The fact that I slept like I haven't in decades afterwards was just enough. If I didn't get anything else out of it, it would have been something that would be a true gift for me. It was funny. I was at Jay Alexander's 2 nights ago. I was sitting there waiting on someone to have dinner. And this gentleman from across looked over, and like a lot of people, I guess I've become recognizable just due to the 4 decades of being on radio, TV, doing Nutrition World. But he comes over and says, "Aren't you from Nutrition World?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "I just wanted to tell you, I go down to this place and I do this cryotherapy." And I said, "Really?" And I said, "How interesting, because we're doing a radio show." And he said, "I just want to let you know, I have done 300 of these." And I said, "300? He said, "Yes, I come every day." And he said, "Some days twice a day." And I said, "So give me bullet points." He said, and he's about 64 would be my guess. He said, "The lessening of pain and inflammation was unbelievable." But he said the bigger factor was that he has struggled with depression, and that it is the most effective thing he's ever utilized to help balance it and to help maintain his good mental state. Is that something you hear from a lot of people, Bill?
It sure is. Interestingly, you say that, but I had a high school athlete whose mother brought her in, and she had some orthopedic issues, but they didn't want to do surgery because of her age. Mm-hmm. But she's an athlete and she's competing. But her mother also told me that she tends to have mood swings. And so she came in, and it was interesting, but her mother, her orthopedics were great. In fact, she played 3 ball games on one day over the weekend and had no pain. But her mother said the biggest thing was that her moods had improved, and that was better, that she felt like the child was doing better from a mood swing type thing. So, yes, it has a significant impact on moods. I see a lot of people that tell me they just don't get as low.
Exactly. That's a perfect word for that. And you know, in fact, Dr. Green and I had a very good discussion on our first segment about the seemingly epidemic of suicides in this country, especially among famous people. And we talked about depression and options and things. And I really actually didn't even think to bring that up on the early discussion. Well, there is a fellow that I've known for many years who's here in the studio with us named Calvin. And we have worked out at the same gym for 20 years, 30 years, perhaps. I don't know. And I'm not going to ask his age here, but if he wants to tell, he can. But I mentioned to him, I think he had asked me a question about cryotherapy maybe a year ago. And I said, oh, yeah, I've done a few. And he was very curious. And many people are curious, but they don't take action or execute it. Calvin is not one of those. He actually went down and he told me just this morning he's got over 80 cryotherapy sessions. So welcome, Calvin. I want you to tell the listeners, you know, just in little bullet points, what have you seen for yourself as far as your results from doing this?
Thanks, Ed. I'm 66 years old. I started, and the first time it was tough. It's cold. But I made it and came out, and I felt so much better. I've got degenerative arthritis in my whole spine. I mean, bad. I've got 2 vertebrae in my upper neck that's fused together, they tell me. And the pain that I experienced, you know, it's a lot of pain with arthritis, those folks that have it. And it makes a world of difference. I come out of this chamber, and it feels so good. I'll go in, at my skin's around 93 degrees. I can take your temperature. And when I come out, I think it was 58. Did I have 35? 35 degree temperature drop on my skin. And it just feels so good. The rush that your body gets when it's warming back up. The pain's less. My mood's better, just as Bill said. A whole lot better. I feel better. Feel like doing things. And I love it. I go every day. Except Sunday, and they're not open on Sunday. I wish Bill would open it on Sunday. I'm serious. On Sundays, I say, man, I wish I could go down and get in the chamber. I've been twice a couple of days. But, yeah, and there's people that go every day. And you can go and have fun. I go in, I get songs and sing. I sing in there. Me and another guy, Lee, we sang Who Let the Dogs Out the other day. I mean, it was fun. I mean, and it feels so good. So, yeah, and I would recommend if you want to try it, I would recommend now that Bill might, you know, that they got fans on in there, or they can turn them off. There's a big difference in with the fans on or off. It, you know, you can move and circulate air. It's colder. But with the fans going, it is a whole lot colder. But I like it. I want it that way because my body feels so good. Sleep better. Just feel overall better.
Let me ask you a question, something I don't know, and I kind of probably will guess the answer. As far as your pain reduction, how long does the benefit last? So if you didn't do it next week, at what point would you be back to square one with your inflammation? Do you know?
You know, I can't answer that because I haven't stopped.
Oh, okay.
Bill was telling me an example a while ago. What, one guy, that what, 2 weeks? Is that correct?
He was gone 2 weeks on a overseas trip. And he was a gentleman that's about the same age as Kelvin and myself. And had been taking a lot of over-the-counter Aleve, Advil, that sort of medications. Got totally off from it. Took a trip for a couple of weeks, was back on it. But what you get is you kind of get a halo effect. And it's different on individuals. The same way when we're talking about moods, we almost treat it like a prescription. Some people, need it every other day. Some people need it twice a week. It just varies with the individual. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how you treat it. But with pain, with the pain thing, it's probably about three times a week manages the pain. So you have a halo on the days that you're not doing it.
Well, and I appreciate Calvin reminding me, you know, the endorphin levels, which are the natural painkillers, but it's also a natural mood elevator. And, you know, many people get endorphins from different activities like running. If you're good and fit, it's an addictive process, and along with a lot of exercises. And the reason it's addictive is because these cocaine-like substances are naturally being produced in your body. Well, I think everyone would agree, even with the slight discomfort of 2.5 to 3 minutes of cold temperatures, it would take a lot of running to equal the endorphin that I got off of that 2.5 to 3 minutes. So it's certainly an efficient way to raise these endorphin levels. Well, Bill, tell listeners, you know, what if they're interested in this, talk about cost and, you know, the program, where you are, website and all that, so they can know.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to tell you, it's really almost like going to a party. It's kind of funny because you can go in the chamber with up to four people. And really, the first time you go, it's best to go with someone because you'll carry on a conversation and 3 minutes go by very quickly, and you choose your music. So really, it becomes a social event. North Spring is located at 140 West 14th Street downtown, and that's a fast-growing part of the city. And we can be reached by phone at 423-682-8674. That's 682-8674. And we do several different things. We have an introductory offer that your first session is free if you buy what we call a Head Start, which is $50 for, so that gives you three appointments for $50, which is a great deal. We have annual memberships, and we're running a deal with Ed in Nutrition World where his platinum members are going to get $10 off a visit, and then they get 10% off a membership, which we have memberships that are annually, and you can pay for them monthly, where it's $100 a month, which it comes down to about $3. If you come six times a week, that's for six times a week, it comes down to about $3.80. That's less than a cup of coffee to feel good. And once you get registered and everything, and you kind of get in the routine, literally you can be in and out in 15 minutes or less. It's you walk in, everybody knows you. We have a great staff. Susan and her staff just do a wonderful job of making you feel like you're part of the family. And, I mean, Susan Reeve is a spectacular person. And, I mean, everybody loves her, and she makes you feel like, man, this is the most special place I've ever been.
Wow. That's, you know, I did not know all these details. Now, if I do come with a friend, does that change the cost, or does everybody just pay? What does that work?
Everybody pays, but you know, we'll work with you on some things. But everybody pays, and we've got some memberships that are new now to deal with husband and wife situations where you can split some of your six visits per week that we've just started. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a family kind of thing that we're doing too. And Susan can give you the details, but that's how that works. And then we've created another program for school kids too, because we think it's important that these young athletes can afford it. So we have a school program too for young athletes.
How young of a person can't come?
We have limited it at age 12.
Okay.
There's really not a limit, but we've limited it at age 12. And then there's certain medical conditions. You know, if you're hypertensive, if you have some heart problems, there's about a half a dozen medical conditions that would preclude you from going in the chamber, but they're very limited, and we monitor that quite closely.
I do want to reassure people. Like when I was going down there, I didn't have any idea how this would work, but they are watching you. It isn't like you go in and if you had an issue that they'll find you on the floor an hour later. They're every single second. They're watching. They can hear you. You can speak. I will say it was a little bit unnerving the first time because the door, you know, it closes behind you. Now, you can open it. It's at your control. But I did leave my hands on the door and just for a sense of security. And once the body or my body starts shaking, it was pretty uncontrollable one time. Is that a normal thing that happens?
That happens a little bit. I tell you what, one of the interesting things, and I think it has a lot to do with percentage body fat. And so people that have less body fat tend to get colder than people that have more body fat. And that would make sense. I mean, when you think about it, and we don't have time to talk about it today, but we could get into Wim Hof's theory of brown fat, white fat, and you know, how that's evolved away from us, and how cold it enhances the production of brown fat, which is the good fat, versus white fat, which is a gets burned for energy. And there's a lot of neat things. And, you know, we talked about Wim Hof, and the book, What Doesn't Kill Us, was written by a guy who went to disprove him, thought he was a charlatan, and ended up being an ambassador for him, and says this works, and it works in a lot of different ways. And I think it does. And if all the things we've talked about, you think I'm overselling it, but truly we're not. It has a vast myriad of things that it helps. And the biggest thing is it helps you feel better, and it's safe, and it's not something that we're not going to do anything that's going to harm you.
Right, and that's the... You know, my middle name is, you know, what can we do that can help people that have low risk involved? Because many therapies that have been utilized in the past, you know, sometimes you weigh out the risk against benefit and it doesn't actually weigh out. Now, I'm going to take it as a compliment for my low body fat, Dr. Green, because he said only people who really shake have low body fat. So I'm going to take that as I have low body fat. So thank you, Bill. And,
hey, let me ask something real quick. Two practical questions. One, what do you wear in the cryo chamber? What is recommended? Number two, are there any medical conditions that you would stop somebody from going in, like arrhythmias, seizures, severe coronary disease, things like that?
Yes, all of those. All of those, particularly cardiovascular problems, hypertension. But if your hypertension is managed, you can do it. But mostly cardiovascular problems. What you wear is a pair of shorts. We want you to have dry shorts. We provide socks so that they're dry, and we have slippers that you wear. We have mittens, and we use a vinyl liner inside the mittens, but you wear a mitten to keep your hands warm, and we have a headband to cover your ears. Some people that don't have a lot of hair like me prefer a toboggan, but I just use a headband, and that's what you wear.
All right. Well, you know, as always, when we have interesting guests, how fast the break of the 14 minutes will go. So it's already time for us to take a break. And when we do come back, I want to make sure I'll mention something else about the cryotherapy so that people will know how to get information, because I am a storehouse at Nutrition World for maintaining contact. So if people like, oh, I don't have a pen, I'm not really sure if I'll remember, don't worry. Just come to us, call us, look on our website, one way or the other, I will be posting this. So we've got that and a lot more to come with Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment when we return. So for Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my friend, Dr. Christopher Green, and always look forward to the fourth segment because Dr. Green has his spiritual moment of the day.
And as usual, Ed, this spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If anyone wants to learn more about Silverdale, just go to the website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. And, of course, this spiritual moment is coming to you from the beach, so quite a relaxing place. I'm continuing the theme from last week of forgiveness. So just keep sitting on that theme in everything I read. The verse reference is Luke 7, verses 44 through 50. And it's talking about Jesus, and he said, Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. you did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown, but whoever has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Well, as I said, we're returning this week to that theme of forgiveness. And in my job, I often hear people tell me that I don't know what they've done. You know, I suppose that is true. But you know what? I can guess. Frankly, we are all guilty, and we all struggle to forgive ourselves and others. Also, most of us often wonder how a holy God can love and forgive us when we have trouble forgiving ourselves. And therefore, we wonder if there is really any hope. The passage that I just read today showed Jesus' forgiveness to a woman that society of her day would have considered completely beyond redemption. None of us is beyond redemption. The love of God is greater than any bad choices we have ever made. I want to read one more little psalm, 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. That's what God does. And there, we talked earlier about an anchor. That's my anchor. I know there's nothing I can do to get away from him. I can't get away from God. I can't get away from the hope that's at the center of my being. And that's my reminder for today. That's your spiritual moment. By the way, moving away from the spiritual moment for a second, let me say for CHI, I'm very, very happy with everything that we are doing in the Northwest Georgia area with CHI Memorial Georgia, and we're continuing to grow exponentially at this point. So it's moving very rapidly, and I want to thank CHI Memorial for their interest in and support of Northwest Georgia and all of the community and all of the residents. Ed, I know there are a lot of things going on in Nutrition World. Maybe you can tell us a little bit of what's going on in your world.
Yes, and thank you again for such a gift and offering with when you discuss the value of concepts like trust and forgiveness and anchoring. Those are such big words, but they're so vital to our not only physical health, but our spiritual and emotional health. So thank you, Dr. Green. And yes, Nutrition
thank
World
you.
Does have a lot of activities all of a sudden. I kind of didn't realize it. And before I get to that, I do want to say that, VitalHealthRadio.com is keeping all of these radio shows that we do on the website. So they're about 3 or 4 weeks, always behind. Once we do it, it'll take 3 or 4 weeks to get on there. But we're starting to accumulate a nice little package of informational shows. And I'm very, very proud of both of us. You and I, we just, I think, have made magic together. So I encourage people to go to VitalHealthRadio.com if they want to hear some of the past shows. We have 5 different events coming up at Nutrition World. And all of these are listed on NutritionW.com under the events page. Now, next Tuesday, June 19th, on a Tuesday, I'm going to be teaching a class on ketosis. And we've talked endlessly about the keto diet, about its benefit for anti-inflammatory and losing body fat, and. There's a lot of growing research on that. There's not one diet for everyone. And I sometimes, people get aggravated when I say, I'm on a keto diet. Like, I think it's the only diet. No, there's multiple ways to be healthy. But right now, the keto diet's my personal favorite. I'm seeing great results for myself and other people. Then on June 22nd, there's a gentleman in town, and we're going to interview him very soon. His name is Matt Davis. He is a professional bodybuilder. I have had a lot of years of lifting heavy weights, being kind of a pretend bodybuilder, and no longer, I can't eat the kind of quantity of food that would maintain a big physique because I'm naturally a small guy. But Matt has more biochemistry background and knowledge of how to optimize the gym as far as building physiques. He is absolutely mind-boggling when you see him, and one of the kindest, nicest, soft-spoken guys. So he's going to be giving a lecture on June 22nd with one of my employees, Adam, who's a very fit gentleman, and it's going to be about how to achieve the level of physique and health fitness that maybe has escaped you. On June 24th, we are having a lecture on essential oils for everybody. Essential oils are actually the blood of a plant. It isn't a scent. It's not a perfume. It is what protects plants from disease and poor health. And we're just, you know, amazed the power of quality essential oils, not the counterfeit, cheap, terribly processed. Those do nothing except smell. But the good stuff is very powerful as far as therapy. I mean, I use lavender and frankincense a lot, both for sleep, relaxation, anxiety. Putting two drops on your wrist or on the bottom of your feet before bedtime, it goes directly in the bloodstream, and it has some very significant effects. Now, on July 12th, we are going to have a lecture on what we call ideal protein diet. Ideal protein diet is a type of ketosis diet out of Canada, not quite the one that I utilize for myself, but it's an offshoot where we monitor the person. Every week they come in, they get on this $12,000 machine that we have called a Seca that analyzes to the best accuracy level possible in today's technology world for body fat and hydration. And we figure out why you can't lose weight if you're not. We average 2 to 3 pounds a week for men and 1 to 2 pounds a week for women, and we're 95% successful. So that lecture will be on July 12th. And one area, and the last one I will mention here, is an area that I am constantly learning and excited about, which is medicinal mushrooms. Now, these are not the mushrooms that we eat off salad bars. These are mushrooms like lion's mane and reishi and cordyceps, and there's about 15 that are superstars in this field. And there's a guy named Paul Stamets. If you ever want to see an interesting 4-minute video on YouTube, you type in the word Paul Stamets, mother and cancer. Absolutely, it'll bring tears to your eyes, because he was 85 years old, terminal, and he goes into the very quick explanation of the physician sent her home to get her affairs in order, and on a last ditch effort, because her son is known as the world's expert in mushrooms, she said, son, I want to try whatever you think I should. Well, a year later, there was no sign of an illness. Could it have been not related to that? Who knows? Who cares? All I know is that she lived many extra years based on the fact that those medicinal mushrooms are powerful things. And we're learning more and more about mushrooms. The thing that excites me about mushrooms is they're one of the healthiest plants on earth. There are now studies where you can plant mushrooms on a big chunk of soil that has had oil dumped on it and has destroyed the land, and a mushroom can take that toxic compound, deactivate its ingredients, and turn that soil back into a safe soil because of the magic that comes with the ability of a mushroom to do that. There's almost nothing that can hurt a mushroom. They have evolved to a point of figuring out how to stop the destruction from a virus or a bacteria or from any toxic compounds. That's the thing. There are hardly anything other than, you know, things like Roundup, of course, can, but you know, the normal toxins that are in our world, mushrooms take them and eat them for breakfast, and they just spit them out and turn it into good stuff. So we're going to have this wonderful lecture. In fact, one of my employees, Seth, is heading to Asheville right now to do a whole weekend learning from the experts under Paul Stamets. So when he comes back, we're going to be sharing some of that information too. So that was pretty long-winded about what Nutrition W has going on, but I hope people found that somewhat interesting. Any last comments from you on all that I just said, Dr. Green?
More learning opportunities for me.
I love it. Absolutely.
Hey, I will comment on this. I went to Katie's class, your daughter's class, and really enjoyed that from the keto diet. And you're right, there are a lot of my patients saying they're on the keto diet. A lot of them, when I inquire what exactly are you doing now that I'm learning, they are doing well. Some are, they really don't know, you know, what a keto diet is. They don't understand what ketosis is, where the name comes from, and I'm starting to educate them. But I can encourage our listeners that going to the class is very helpful. There's a lot of education with that, and it's really a starting point on the journey if they have interest. But if they do, please go to the class. It's worth it.
Thank you so much. And, yes, the devil is in the details on these things. The keto is a little complex, but in another way, once you get it, it's easy. It's really just a concept that's really new.
And it's a lifestyle change. It's not something you do as a fad. It's something where you change the way you are living, and you can keep doing this as long as you want, as far as I can tell.
Absolutely. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group. And thank you for listening. And we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. So for Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World, and have a healthy, safe day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.